India Malarn could not hide her surprise and trepidation as a second handmaiden appeared within the summoning circle, this one in the form of a beautiful drow woman, scantily dressed and grinning wickedly. They were always grinning wickedly, Jindia knew. That was part of the reason she liked these Yokel demons.
Ykurtaria? Jindia asked. Why are you here?
You summoned, the demon in drow disguise replied. I summoned Escavidney, Matron Jindia insisted. Why would you?
You have no doubt heard of Ykurtaria's misadventure,
Escavidney answered for her sister Yoklo. These were two of the handmaidens of Lolth, the demon queen of spiders, the goddess of the drow. Jindia nodded tentatively. She had heard some rumors of Ykurtaria being defeated on the surface world. But if that was true, then how was she here? And why had two answered her summons for just one, Jindia had to wonder and worry. Particularly in light of her own misadventures, Matron Jindia and her house had to be wary of everything. They had lost standing, and Jindia had become a bit of a mockery, something that simmered within the prideful woman's entire body, leading her to fits of rage-filled trembling. She knew that she was clinging to a very slippery ledge here. The matrons of the 8 highest-ranked houses, and only 8, sat on Menzo Baranzon's ruling council, and now, because of her own disastrous miscalculations and failure against the sinister workings of the matron mother of the city, her house had been demoted to the least of those ruling 8, with other ambitious houses right behind and looking for ways they might usurp her in this time of Malarney vulnerability. For all the matrons of Menzo Baranzon's dozens of houses, the goal was singular: to sit on the ruling council. It was a position Matron Jindia did not intend to relinquish. And now not one but two powerful demons stood before her in her summoning chambers, one of them unbidden, and she had to wonder if she would have a choice in maintaining her position.
Pray tell, what have you heard, Matron Jindia? Ykurtaria asked.
As her sister spoke, Escavidney waved her tentacles, black light of demonic magic flashing, and changed into drow form, sending abyssal mud flying about the chamber. Jindia spun away, thinking she had been attacked, but then wiped the dots of mud from her face and regarded the mischievous Yoklo, standing quite naked and unabashed with a hand on one hip.
What is this about? Jindia dared demand.
What have you heard of my sister's troubles? Escavidney asked again.
Yes, I am saddened that you did not summon me directly, Ykurtaria said, moving to stand beside the other and draping her hand on Escavidney's wonderfully delicate shoulder.
I had heard that you were defeated and so banished to the abyss for a century, Jindia replied. Ykurtaria sighed, just a hint of that gurgling mud in her exhale. Escavidney giggled.
Defeated, she said. Pummeled, pounded into a pile of excrement by the fists of a mere human.
Ykurtaria sighed again and slapped her sister demon on the shoulder.
No mere human, she insisted. A monk, the celebrated Grand Master of Flowers of the Monastery of the Yellow Rose in a land called Damara. Mere human? This man Cain has transcended the mortal coil that marked him once as human. He is now, oh, you know all about him, now, Escavidney teased. Because I intend to pay him back with great care and patience.
This does not concern me, Matron Jindia declared, taking back control of the situation. She reminded herself repeatedly that the key to dealing with demons, even the very handmaidens of her goddess, was to maintain confidence.
Why are you here?
Does not concern you, Ykurtaria replied with a huff. The circumstances of Driz Do'Urden do not concern you. The flash on Matron Jindia's eyes betrayed her calm visage at the mere mention of the heretic drow, the same one who had led the attack on her house that had killed her daughter. Jindia, too, had almost fallen to the blades of Drizzt, only to have been humbled, slapped, and thrown about by one of his allies.